May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have some younger people in today, don't we? Oh, that's nice and loud. We have some younger people in today, so I'm going to try not to be dull and boring and do my best not to go on too long. So how's that? Is that reasonable? So here is what? Any little ones? Little ones. What do you call that? Yes? A bunch of grapes. You like grapes? Do you want to have a taste of one? You're fine. Who'd like a taste of my grapes? Wendy'll have a grape. They're full of vitamin C and all, they're all Waitrose, these. They're Waitrose. Who'd like a grape? Have a grape, Marion. Yeah. Oh, take a bit. Are they seedless? Come out to the front if you like a grape. Come out to the front if you like a grape. These are nice grapes. Why don't you guys sit down here on the front? Take those grapes. Have a seat. And I'm going to talk about grapes and try not to be too boring. Anyone who'd like a grape, come to the front. There's lots of grapes. Grapes for everyone. Lovely grapes. And they've got no nuts in them, so don't have to worry about nut allergies. And they've got no nasty kind of things, additives. Now, who can tell me what grapes, how we get grapes? Yep. Who was that? Who was that? What did you say? Waitrose. No, I know we buy them from Waitrose. How do we get the grapes? Yep. From a grape tree. Well, that's kind of right. These grow on a big vine. And the vine grows like this. And the grapes hang off it. Yeah. And today, in our reading, Jesus said, I'm like a vine. A grapevine. What do you think Jesus meant when he said he was like a grapevine? Anyone got any ideas? I'll tell you what. I want you to think of us as being like we want to be good grapes. What has to happen for the grapes to grow? Stalks. Yep, you've got a stalk there. And what does the stalk go on to? It goes on to the plant. Yes, it goes on to the branches. Yep. And then what happens to it?
It gets onto
grapes. No, further down. It goes on to the branches and then it goes on to a... Goes into the... Yeah, I know you can get it. I know you can get it. Yeah. It goes into the ground. Absolutely. And Jesus says, I want you to think about your life. And being... Oh, look, you've eaten them all. Good God. Well, you better have those as well then. There you go. Good job, I've got some other ones for pot now. Jesus says, I want you to think about your life as being a bit like a grapevine. And if you want to grow, you have to be rooted and you have to be connected to me. What Jesus is saying is that if we listen to him and if we stay close to him, we'll find all the things that we need in our life to help us to grow so that we'd end up like good grapes. What would happen if you cut off the root of the vine? Yeah. It would die, wither, wouldn't it? It would wither. It'd be no good. You'd get no grapes at all. No. And the sad thing is, we do need grapes to help us to grow healthy. I've probably got about a minute and a half before you finish. Jesus says, I'm the true vine. There are lots of things around that might tempt us to think that they would give us the things that we need in our life to grow. We live in a very secular, materialistic world, don't we, where kind of it's laid before us, if you get the right washing machine or something, your life will be happy, but it never is. And what Jesus is saying is, if you really want to be happy, you have to know God, and God's got to be in your life. And you've got to listen to my teachings and try to learn from me. And if you do that, you'll have a life that's abundant, really nice, full of lovely grapes and sweet, and you've got all that resources. So what we've got to try and do if we want to lead happy lives is stay close to Jesus, be a part of his church, listen to his Bible. Say our prayers. And that's part of what...
That one's been on the floor.
I'll give that to Sam. In our sermon today, Jesus tells us to stay close to him. He uses this word abide. Abide, remain with me. And if we abide in Christ, we find all that we need to live happy, fulfilled, and healthy lives. Amen.